is really bad for it. Over.
Yeah, this is a 1920 Impala, the last one they built. GM stopped making the Impala. Only got about, like, I think 31,000 miles on it, but, oh, well, you know, you're at their mercy. Okay, I got to get out of here, Corey. I know I can find you next time. And you have your own, you have your own Echolink node, your own repeater there.
Yeah, well, when you, instead of going through VE1CO that you used to go through, Bob, it's now through Bob's number, in through Bob, we coordinate as a repeater here, a 97 in Cape Breton Island here, 14970. So it's coordinated as Victor Alpha 1 on Echolink. You look it up, Bob. It's Victor Alpha 1, Charlie Bravo India, VA1CBI is Cape Breton here, over.
Okay, copy. Victor Echo 1, Charlie Baker, India. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, negative. No. Victor Alpha. Victor VA1. VA1 CBI. Over.
Okay, VA1CBI, I got that. Corey, nice talking to you. We'll do this again here. I know where to find you. And I'm glad you're doing good. Yeah, I kind of wish I could get back to that area again for another cruise by the big sit-home. Corey, nice talking to you. Have a great day. This will be my final, N9AIM.
Okay, Bob, you take care, buddy, you and the family down there. You guys take care, and look after yourself, buddy, and you're doing great, and that's awesome, and I hope you get to see many cruises there, Bob, and you guys take care, buddy, God bless, and we love you, and nice to hear you on the air, too, Bob. I always enjoy your conversation, buddy. Anyway, 73 for now, VE1CMD, Cape Breton.
Okay, Roy, likewise. God bless. Have a great weekend. Talk again. N9AM clearing, QRT.
Victor Echo, hello Charlie, standing by on the Canada Hunter 10 with me.
Yeah, top of the morning to you there. From Canada here, VE1 Charlie Mike
good morning, Victor Echo 1 Station. This is Victor Echo 3, Delta Alpha Charlie. Name here is Matthew, QTH of Meaford in Ontario, Canada. I'm currently inside a bit today because we have thunderstorms that are going to be going through our area today, so I'm doing inside activities today. Back to you.
Yeah, very good there, Matthew. Well, nice to hear you, buddy. From Ontario there. Yeah, I'm just here on the east coast of Canada here, Cape Breton. Cape Breton Island there, Matthew, and the first name here is Corey. Yeah, my name is Corey there, Matthew. Yeah, call sign Victor Echo 1, Charlie Mike Delta VE1CMD. Yeah, it's good, buddy. I don't know how the weather is up there. It's pretty nice here today, Matthew. 24, we got 24 degrees, buddy, so it's, we're not going to complain, and everything's looking pretty good down here. I hope everything's good with you guys, over.
So far, 21 degrees and cloudy, and they're calling for thunderstorms later on, so I'm sticking around the house here and doing indoors activities. Got out about an hour ago and came back, and that was just to go to the store and pick up more bananas. My host made me keep on going through them very quickly. VE3DAC, Mike, back to Victor Echo 1. Is it Victor Echo 1 or Victor Alpha 1 Station?
Yeah, no, it's Victor Echo 1. I'm VE1. Yeah, Victor Echo 1, Charlie, Mike Delta. But, yeah, you're the repeater here that the system here is running on here in the Cape Breton here is Victor Alpha 1, VA1CBI. So you can connect here directly to it, but it'll end up bringing you back here. So it's the same thing there. I'm usually connected to the guys in Saskatchewan and through that system, which is pretty big. So it's pretty good there, Matthew. Good bunch of guys here. And including yourself. And nice to hear you there. But yeah, that's it, buddy. Well, you know what? We didn't have a whole lot of summer here, Matthew, to be honest with you, buddy. A few hot days. But you know what? Every day is nice. And as you know, the same as Ontario, it's pretty much similar to here. You know, it's even a few rainy days, I'm not going to complain about them, Matthew, too much. You know, I don't got to shovel the rain over.
Yeah, hi. yeah, where I am, we have to use a snow roller for that in the winter. otherwise, yeah, it's a perfect day for getting over a ride on my electric pedal assist bicycle. Got on that before, not too bad with traffic. I live in a spot where people pass through, but they don't really stop. And they're oftentimes, yep, driving and talking on their cell phone at the same time. So, yeah. Mike, back to you there. One last round, then I gotta skedaddle and go actually have breakfast.
Yeah, that's very cool there, Matthew. Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah, my other young fellow there. Just a teenager there, and yeah, he's pretty interested in the electric bikes there. And I haven't took the plunge yet, but anyway, how do you find those? The batteries last pretty good. Are you getting pretty good mileage out of that, Matthew? Just before you go there, and the breakfast. Yeah, that sounds good. Have one for me, will you? Can you have two? Can you eat two breakfasts and have one for me?
It seems like I've paid $600 online for it. It's a very basic e-bike. It's good for around town, but not much more. It'll do 30 kilometers an hour until the battery dies, but that's about it. It has a headlight, it has a taillight, it does not have turn signals, It had, came with mirrors, came with a few other accessories. Has a big luggage rack on the back where you can put all kinds of things on, including the bin I use for my groceries. You just got to strap it down and all that. But other than that, it's meant to be a commuter bike. It's meant to be for being a grocery getter. It's not got zero suspension of any kind on it, but you don't need that if you're just going to and from the store on that. Anywho, 73's there. I'm going to be on my way here to get some breakfast now that I realize my glucose level's needed. But yeah, my radio has a talk kind of. Yeah, have a good one there, Corey. We read the AC clear.
Yeah, VE1 Charlie Mike Delta Corey here, Cape Breton Island, Matthew. That's awesome, buddy. Yeah, you have a good breakfast, buddy. Have a good day. And very nice to hear you, Matthew. Yeah, try to get in a little more often, buddy. Try to get in a little more often. Say hello to the guys here. Don't be shy, man. Great, great bunch of guys here through Canada, the U.S., and different places, Newfoundland, and very welcoming bunch of people here. And I usually hang around here myself quite a bit. And it's good, you know. We got a bunch of different things all connected together, and every little bit helps, and you're a part of that, so. Anyway, buddy, that's awesome on the bike. Yeah, I don't know much about it. We'll have another discussion sometime later on it, Matthew. I know they're not the cheapest things, but he's kind of interested in one, and I've been wondering, you know, if they're good or no good. But thank you for that. And anyway, you have a good breakfast, and you're making me hungry thinking about it. There's bacon and eggs and toast, and oh, boy. Yeah, you're getting me hungry, Matthew. Anyway, 7-3, buddy, you take care. God bless from Cape Breton here. And hopefully we'll get to hear you again there. VE1CMD.
One Echo, Papa Mobile. Roger, you by the Pullman Echo, Matt?
Yeah, the other station there, the mobile, that's all I got there was the mobile. Audio's a little hot here for me, so maybe just back away from the microphone just a little bit there. A little too loud here for me in Canada, and Cape Breton here, over. Yeah, a little scratchy, buddy. I don't know if it's just the audio or just having a hard time, but yeah, I heard you explain the name, my name there. But anyway, top of the morning to you. Top of the morning to you. And maybe you'll get a little better as you carry on there. We'll see how you... A little scratchy on my end here. That time, over. Anyway, we'll have a listen there. Maybe you'll come in there. You might get in the better spot. And I think you're in the mobile there, so that's causing you some troubles, I think. VE1CMD listening there.